date we're holding today on the Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. And we were in the middle of discussing the din of Harchaka from a mokom of Avodah Zarah and a mokom of government. Make sure that you don't get involved. So today we'll continue in the middle here of this ma'amar. Let's start again. Harchek mi'alech adarkech on daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. So harchek mi'alech adarkech zu minut v'al tekarev al petach beita zu harashut. That's what we learned yesterday. V'ikedi amrei. Today we have the second approach. Harchek mi'alech adarkech. Refers to both minut and rashut. So those that attempt to draw you in, whether it's in terms of your deot or it's in terms of your political connections. So that there's a chiyas to be mitrachek from a zona in the sense of simply not passing by. V'kama, Amar Abchista arba amot. A person should stay 4 amot away from a petach of Avodah Zarah or a red light district. Rabbanan. And yesterday we saw the beautiful drasha that ended up getting Rabbi Yezer into trouble. He thought it was very cute, but the thing about the Beit HaKisei for the Kohen Gadol, the Etnan Zonah, but Lamaisa, it certainly is not the way we Darish the Pasuk. So how do we understand that Pasuk about Ki Mietnan Zonah Kavtzad Etnan Zonah Yashul? So my Darshide, Kirov Chista, I say the meaning is very straightforward. The Omer of Chista calls Zonash and Niskeret Libisofi Socheret. The meaning of the Pasuk is that a Zonah who initially is hired by others ends up becoming so desperate that she hires others for herself. And that's why it says, Ubititef etnan, vetnanu nitan lach, vatila efech. So that's the meaning. She may have got all this money as a harlot's hire, but adet nan zonah yashuv, she'll have to invest all that money to hire herself someone to be her consort. Upligat Rabbi Pedat. Rabbi Pedat lo asra Torah v'kreva shel givui arayot bilvav. Shenemar ish ish el kol she'er b'sarol lo tikarvu ligalot erva. According to Rabbi Pedat, the meaning of lo tikarev is clear from this passage, because it says lo tikarev legalot erva. Doesn't mean don't get physically near. And therefore, when we darshan al tikarev al petach beita to be referring to zona, it just doesn't make any sense. It should be in terms of keeping away from the door. If the Torah uses the lashon of kirva to mean specifically actual gilui arayot. Now, it's very interesting. There's a machloket here how to understand Rabbi Pedat. Tosus brings a similar issue where the Gemara learns out the question of whether it's mutter to sleep with a woman who is a nida as long as each one is in their own clothes. So the Gemara darshan is lo tikarvu, don't put yourself into a position in which you could come lidei erva. And there too it says, pligid Rabbi Pedat, as Rabbi Pedat says, there's no iser lo tikarvu other than to actually have gilui arayot. And there Rashi says, that means literally, that according to Rabbi Pedat, there's no dinim of harchaka from lo tikarvu. Tosfos says that this doesn't make any sense, because, do we believe that there's no takana? If the Mishnah says, lo yochal hazavim hazava, even hashulchan echad, so how in the world could we possibly think that there's no, at least to Rabbanan, a din of harchaka? Maybe we should say pligi to Rabbi Pedat. We're not saying it's a diorayta over here. We're only saying that Shlomo HaMelech says in the pasuk achek me'ala. So why can't it be that according to Rabbi Pedat there's also a nisur? Now Rashi learns over there that according to Rabbi Pedat there's literally no asur. It has to be makalik between the sugyas. But the Ri explains over here that of course Rabbi Pedat agrees that there's a takanan to Rabbanan not to come close to arayot. But the idea that over here the Gemara is saying, Shalok Rabbi Pedat, what he objects to, is the use of the word kirva. So we're darshaning the pasuk, even though, again, it's just, it may just be an esmachta, but we're using the words al tikarev del petach v'sam. And that's what we're saying. You cannot use, according to Rabbi Pitas, even for an esmachta be alma. This is a very interesting thing that Tosfos is saying, that an esmachta also has to be a serious understanding of the word. You can't just say, we'll use it to mean al tekarev. If the Torah itself says, lo tekarvula ga lo terva, means, I mean kirva shel arayot, not kirva el arayot. So even as an esmachta, we wouldn't be able to be samek on this pasuk. The fact that there is a gezeira, there is a gezeira, but it has nothing to do with al tekarev.
So how does he understand?
It's the way in which the Torah is telling you the isra of gilui arayot of any kind. But it doesn't mean the kirva per se. It's not a separate isra in kirva. It just means take this very seriously, not to be in a position of gilui arayot. Ula kabi atzimi beirad habi menashek lelaakte abeyadayu. When Ula would return to the Beit HaMidrash, he would kiss his sisters on their hands. And others say on their breasts. Which seems to contradict his own psak. Even getting close to arayot is prohibited, and it certainly would seem that kissing on the breasts would be close to arayot. And the reason it would be prohibited would be because we always tell another, hey, go around. Don't get near the kerem. Don't get close to the kerem. In other words, we want you to be mitrachek. So how could Ula himself have done that? And he seems to argue on himself. That Tosfos explains, again, both here and in Shabbat, where this sugi comes up in the other sense, of sleeping with a woman who be big dovi, he be big da. So Tosfos explains here and there that Ula, because we find often, or a number of times in the Gemara, that those Talmidei Chachamim who were certain of themselves, that they would not have any connection to Yeruhurei Avera. So we find that there were Talmidei Chachamim that would pick up the kala at the chuppah and at the chasna and dance around with the kala on their backs. And they said, to me it's like a piece of wood. You have a problem carrying a piece of wood. I'm carrying a piece of wood. So Ula also held that he had absolutely no stimulation from the kissing his sister on her breasts. So Mimele, he was now this way of dealing with her. It's a very interesting minhag that the Ben Ishchai brings from Baghdad, that their minhag was that on the way out to the chuppah, that a girl who's going to the chuppah would be kissed by her entire family on her breasts. So as she was leaving, and he brings the Ramazan for this, but it's just basically for this Gemara, as if to say that, even though you're going now to be with your husband and so on and so forth, you will always be part of us and close to us and so on. And that he says that they're very chosh of a Ramazan in this issue, but they literally have such a minhag at particular times. And he brings that this is also, that's the muck of the Svardik minhag, the first part. Abeyadayu, he says, that's why we have a minhag, and whenever somebody comes from yeshiva, goes out of the Beit HaKnesset, so he kisses all the members of the family, or the Rav, he kisses them in the back of the hand, and so on, which is Abeyadayu. You see that there was an issue to actually kiss at such a point.
You know, Kula is considered for his sister here, now there's Vayichal, maybe Kula more make up by his sister than other people, so by Kriva, by Rias, there's no reason to be more make up here because of the sister.
Yeah, but still not mutter. I mean, normally, for a person who can be Meharer, but for Ula, it wasn't a gay or Avril as well. La'aluka shtei banot, hav. Now, this is a strange pasuk in Mishnah. Aluka has two daughters. Give. Now, Aluka, we always learn, is a way of referring to hell. So, hell is always asking for more. My hav. Oh, mamarukva. Ko shtei banot. There are two daughters of Gehenim, you see. Shitzoakot megeinam. They cry out. Actually, the place where they live is in hell. But they cry out in this world in order to attract you. V'omrot ba'olam hazeh, havei, come, we need more people. Uman minu, minut varashut. It's basically, minut is always trying to get people involved, always converting. And the government is always looking for more politicians and more people to volunteer, and the more you get involved, the more you're connected to where they're coming from. Ikere Amre, others say Amre of Chista Amar Maruk, but this is Kol Gehenam itself that's Tzoeket. Aluka itself is Tzoeket. And is asking for, what do I have to keep waiting for these Shtei Banot of mine, which are still in this world? I can't wait to get hold of them. I'm waiting for all of the politicians and all of the minim. What is this referring to? So we'll see that this is the Ikar, those who are, the whole Pasuk is referring over there to Avodah Zorah, to Minos, the whole Perek, that those who enter will not return, and they will never find the paths of life. Now, this seems to be redundant. I mean, the Chiniyacha Shelo Shavu, if they never return, how could they possibly find the paths of life? Echan Yasigu. So what it must be saying is, Hofika Amar, the Im Yashuvu, even if they attempt to do Teshuvah, Lo Yasigu Orchot Chaim, they will not be able to live in this world having done Teshuvah. They will have to die. The Meimer, the Chol HaPoresh Miminut Mayit? You mean to say that whoever does teshuvah from minut dies? There was a certain woman who came to Rav Chista, was trying to find a path to teshuvah, the Amrale, and she told him, the smallest of my averas, Kala Shebekalut, Hasta B'na HaKatan Mi'B'na HaGadol, her youngest child was born, fathered by her older child. Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, Torchula B'Zavdata, that get her suitcases ready, meaning make her tachrichin, and you know, now that she wants to teshuvah, she's going to die for sure. Velor meita, she never died. Now, minika amra, kala shebekalut asta, I mean, if she said that was her smallest avira, mashmad mechlav de minut nami avyaba, I mean, so it means she must have gone all the way, and have gone also into minut, and it says that she didn't die. No, I would the law under Mashapi. She never did good teshuva. That's all it proves. Why does it prove? I mean, how do we know? I mean, she came. She said she wants to do teshuva, and Rav Chista thought that she would, but she didn't. What kind of kasha is that? No meter. That's why she didn't die. Ikari Amri, others say that the question was like this: Miminut in mi'avira lo. You mean to say that the person who does teshuva from minut dies? But someone who does teshuva from deep involvement in Gibui Arayot doesn't die. The Ayid, the Atayka, made the Rav Chista, the Yomar Lo, Rav Chista, Zavda, the Zavda, Taumeta. What about that woman that came to Rav Chista and he said to pack her suitcases and she did die? Now, Midikomra Kala Shebekalut, this answers the Gemara, since she said, my smallest sin was fathering my youngest child for my oldest child, is mechad, minut nami avyaba. It's mashma that she died indeed, but not from that. She died because of the stronger averot that she had. And that includes minut. Uma avera lo? You're telling me that what? When someone does teshuvah from yivui arayot, it's not the same as doing teshuvah from minut? Vatanya amru alava rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya. They say about Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, Shelo yinir zona achat ba'olam shelo ba'aleha. There wasn't a single reputable harlot that he hadn't slept with in the world. Pa'am achat shama sheyeh zona achat b'kachei hayam. He once heard of this incredible woman that was in some kind of overseas island. Maybe it was Tahiti there. Va'ita notela kis dinarin b'scharaj. Extremely expensive. She took an entire kis of dinarin. So not Akis Dinarim, so he went and he crossed the seven seas. This was his dream. He's going to get to this woman. Bishat Hergel Davar, as they're getting used to each other, he ficha, she farts. Amran, she says, Kishem Shaficha zo ena kozert lemakoma kachalazar ben Durdaya nekablim oto b'teshuva. And she was actually a plant, you see, by the Mashgiach. So she says, well, that ain't ever going back to where it came from, and neither are you. You're not ever going to do teshuvah. So that got to him. So he sits there between two mountains and hills, and he says, Harimu Gvod, Bikshu Alai Rachamim. Pray for me. Amrulo, ad shanu mevakshim alecha, nevakesh al atzmenu. I mean, we got our own problems, buddy. Shenemar ki ha'arim yamushu v'agvaot mutena. So we also, Maharsha understands that the bakasha was that he sensed that in his teshuva, he's going to be ripping out his heart. He's going to die. So he asked for the harims to be this follow, that he should have the strength to do teshuva, but without dying. And they said, we ourselves are scheduled to die. In other words, there's something which is not a permanent thing, which itself is affected by all the things that are done. I mean, how can we possibly be misfollowed that the Misa shouldn't be shaletet on you? That's the reality. There's no way to avoid it. So then he went ahead and he said, Shamayim v'aretz bikshu alai rachamim. Amru, so they said to him, Tosfos says, of course, doesn't mean they said to him. It means that he imagined what it is that they would say. Or maybe really it was the Tsar, a Malak, that gave him a voice that he heard this. Amru atcha, nu mevakshim alecha, nevakesh al atzmenu. We've got our own problems. Shenemar ki shamayim ki ashanim lach, uve'aretz kebe'eget yivlas. So how can we ask for you? So then he asked for the sun and the moon to pray for him. Bikshu alai rachamim. Amru atcha, ma'anu mevakshim alecha, nevakesh al atzmenu. Shemur v'chafra halvana u'bosha chama. So then he turned to the kochavim u'mazalot, and he said, stars, the constellations, bikshu alai rachamim, amru lo atcha, nu mevakshim alecha. So he said, it's all up to me. He put his head between his legs like a fetus. And he began to cry until he actually died. So a voice came out from the heavens. Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya mezuman l'chaye olam haba. Now, there, it doesn't say anything about his ever having been a min. It was only avira. It was only a gilui arayot. Ve'achav ha'avirah ha'avi umit. And yet he died. But hatanami, given the avik beituva kemino tabi. Over there, because of the depth of his connection to this, I mean, he was obviously so obsessed, this whole idea of crossing the seven seas, and this is his whole dream in life, he's going to get to this one additional zonah. So that type of connection, to tear it out of himself, was the equivalent of minut. He was connected to it and couldn't, his path in life was so utterly changed that he had no world left. And my shoulder is that this is mirach me shamayim, that a person like that can never really escape his own needs. So as much as he would want to do the teshuva, as much as he committed himself to teshuva, he would for sure have fallen into the same trap again, and therefore it was in order for to avoid that he should ever be nichshal again. So it was a tovah to him that he should die. But it certainly doesn't seem that that's the pashas of the sugya. Although it does work in, that's the marshal's pshat, that's why he was asking the various things to pray for him. It was badafka this, that he sent the tsar, and he wasn't punished, that's a reality.
What's the incentive? If he was a mean and he wants to do tshuva, he's going to die. So if he doesn't do tshuva, he also dies. So what's the incentive?
The incentive is truth and olam haba. Person doesn't want to live in shekhar. Well, why? Tshuva is only done in order to escape death. True. He can do tshuva.
He won't make it.
Lo yasigur rotchei. In other words, there's no way to be matzil himself from death if he does teshuva, because he won't be able to survive in the world. I mean, we can understand that people go through emotional trauma and shock to the extent that it kills them. Somebody who is aimed on teshuva, on this darga, it's a complete and absolute sphere to anything that he ever thought and felt and so on. It's so traumatic and so completely shocking that it doesn't survive. You know, I mean, usually we cushion ourselves against really seeing ourselves. If a person would really see himself, he'd drop dead. As it was saying, so in order for him to do teshuva, so then that's what happened. Bocha Rebbe, and here too, we had this before, Bocha Rebbe, v'amar yesh kona lomo b'kama shanim, v'yesh kona lomo b'sha'a kat. You see that a person in one instant can be kone zolam haba, and other people, they live their whole lives. And what do they do with their whole lives? They've got so many millions of these instants. And like, what, you know, the whole thing just achieves what another person did in one instant. We all my Rebbe, and furthermore, Rebbe said about this, Maisa, you know, Lud Dayan Labalit Shuvashim Gablimotam. Not only are they Makabal about Shuvan Olam Abba, All of a sudden, this guy becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbe Elazar ben Dudayev. What does this guy do to be a Rebbe? To visit every zona is to become a Rebbe. But in the Mefarish, that since we learned this from him, then he got a din of Rebbe. Because he becomes now the dugma to teach everyone the extent of the impact of Znus on a person and the way that it's possible to do Shuvah from it. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonatan Avika Azli Beurcha. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonatan were walking along the road. And Matu Lahanu Treshvile. Now they came to a fork in the road. Chad Posi Apichat Avodat Kochavim. One of the forks passed by the house of Avodah Zorah. Chad Posi Apichat Beizonot. One of them passed by a house of Zonot. So now they had a problem. You're not allowed to go either way. You have to go one way. Which one should they choose? So one said to the other, it makes more sense, because nowadays we know the Nochis Yitzre. We know, the Gemara brings the story, that the Chachamim, at the time the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim, they came back to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, they were able to capture the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah and for Ninus. And they destroyed it, so people no longer really take it very seriously. So because of that, we should go that way, and we're less endangered than we would be in passing through a red light district. Or Malayidah, the other one said, no, on the contrary. Why don't we go past the Zonot where they weren't able to destroy that Yetzer Hara, and that way we can be kofa our Yetzer, we'll force our Yetzer not to respond. That we will get sachar. I mean, but what do we need to go that way for? It's not even a challenge anymore.
That chance. Rationalization.
Yeah. Well, what is the avera of shmutz in the light compared to the avera of shabbat? I think they compare the avera's.
What do you mean? What's your question?
What's the issur of shmutz compared to the avera of shabbat? If it would be Nichsal with the Zonah,
yeah.
It would be the Yisur. So, right?
You mean it wouldn't be anywhere near his Chomer anyway?
Yeah.
So true, okay, maybe he's taking that into consideration. I mean, but the point is over here that anyway we have two paths to go. In other words, of course, nobody is saying a person should put himself in a Mokam Nisayon. But over here, there's an image. So it says, you see from here that the Derek is to be marking very, very much from Avodas Kochavim. As much as is possible, because over there the Lashon is al tikarev. I mean, that's get as far away as you can get. So therefore, it was more kedai. It wasn't Stami saying it's a good idea. He's saying since Lamaisa this adds up, mitzad hasvara. So okay, let's look at it this way. We'll have an opportunity to be called for the Yetzer. But it could be you're right. Maybe that's part of the chesed. That's a much bigger avera to be nirshal and avodas kochavim. Obviously, not to be nirshal and znus. So Kimatu Hasa, when they came to the place where the Zonas were hanging out, Chazina the Zonas is Kanul Nikamai. The Zonas saw them and got frightened and ran back indoors. Omar Lemi Nolakaha. I mean, I don't know. I do the same thing if I saw a bunch of yeshiva guys coming down the street. No? this Bitsnian squad. In general. Omar Lay, so he said to his friend, we don't know who said which, but whoever it was that made the suggestion was asked by the other one, how did you know? Minolofa, how did you know that was going to happen? And that you had a right to be sumach on yourself to do that. Omar Lay, so he said, because it says, Mizimatishmor Alecha, Tfunat Tinsalcha. Now, what exactly does that mean? The Pashto is Mizimah and Tfunat. Are two different ways of referring to wisdom. Mizima is a way of thinking, an eitzah. But the Gemara wants to get an insight into the word over here. I'm going to rabban on the rab. My mizima. When we say mizima, what are we referring to? Ilema Torah. Could we be calling Torah zima? Which is interesting. And normally we think of zima, he has used in the Parashat of Arayot. We relate it to like fornication, zima. Sort of like znus, zimahi. But the truth is that if you take a look at the targum of the word zima, mitargaminan atzat chata'im. Atzat chata'im means that the word zima itself is a lotion of etza, of thought, of working things out. So So it's all contextual. In the context of arayot, it's atzat chataim. In the context to save you from arayot, it's etzah tovah. But it's still a lashon of etzah. And we know that Torah is called etzah because it says yifli etzah, yigil tushia. So then, if that's how you're understanding it, and mizima is the same sense of tivuna, except one is etzah utvuna, so then why does it say mizima tishmor alecha? Why doesn't it say zima tishmor alecha? Therefore, sahachika amar must be that it means mi zima, midvar zima tishmor alecha. In other words, from something that has to do with arayot, where it says atzat chataim zima, the Torah tinsarcha, that the Torah will take care of you. And since they, as they were walking, were constantly speaking in divrei Torah, so I thought we didn't have to be choshesh for what was happening with these zonot. Tana Rabbanan, kishenit v'su Rabbi Elazar ben Partah v'Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. When the two of them, the Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, of course, was ultimately martyred, when they were caught by the Romans, Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Partah, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, oh, yeah, Shrecha, you're a lucky guy. Shenitfasta al davar achad. They caught you for teaching Torah. But oy li, shenitfasti al chamishat varim, I've got five different charges brought against me. Or Malay Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Chanina told him, on the contrary, Ashrecha, you're in much better shape than I am. Because you were nitfasta al chamishat varim vata nitzal. You're going to get out of this. But oy li, shenitfasti al davar achad veinei nitzal. I don't have a chance. I'm not going to get out of this. And the reason is, Shata asakta v'torah v'gmilut chasadim. V'ani lo asakta yala v'torah v'uvad. I know that I'm not going to get out of this because I wasn't asking gmilut chasadim. And Ravuna said, Ravuna, the Om Ravuna kola asak v'torah v'uvad, domek kamisha in lo eloha. It's like a man who has no God, and when he needs to be saved, he has no God to save him. Shinamar v'yamim rabim li Yisrael, lo elohe emet. Lo elohe emet. That these were many years in which there were no true gods to Israel. So what's the pshat? Myla lo Elohei emet? Shekola osek v'torah bilvad? Domek emi she'en lo Elohim? That's what it means. It means that even though it talks over there of Torah, because it says separately, Tosis points out, it says separately, lilo Torah afterwards. So in other words, there were two issues. There were years where there was Torah, but there was no Elohei emet. And then separately, there were years where there was lilo Torah. Now, what is that supposed to mean? What, that Reb Chanina ben Tradion wasn't Osek in Gemilut Chasadim? He was famous for Osek in Gemilut Chasadim. Gemilut Chasadim was a sack. V'atanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, lo yitein adam ha'otav la'anakish ha'tzedakah, alim ken mimune alav tamid chacham, Reb Chanina ben Tradion. It says that he was actually the model. It says a person shouldn't give money to the charity box unless there's somebody of the stature of someone like Reb Chanina ben Tradion who's in charge of it. So, I mean, he seems to be the model of absolute reliability and the Asik in Yonim of Tzedakah. Fine, Nuadavi Mehemai, I understand. It means he was very reliable, but that doesn't mean that he did it. I mean, Mi'avad lo Avadi, he wasn't Osik in it. How can you say that? What about the famous Maisa of Tanya, when later on, we're going to see when they asked him, did you ever do something good in your life? And he said, Ma'ot shel Purim nitchafuli b'ma'ot shel tzedakah b'chilaktim la'aniyim, that I had in my wallet money of Purim, Rashi means that means money that was collected for the Seudat Purim, and I confused them with money for tzedakah. I gave them ataniyim, and I never took the money back, and I paid it out of my own wallet. Tosfos learns a different, we'll wait till we get to the sugya tomorrow of this actual story before we talk about the details. But in any event, he obviously was Isaac in Tzedakah and Gemilas Chasadim, and says the Gemara, yes, of course he did. And he had avad, but kidaboy leilo avad. He didn't do as much as he should have, and since he didn't do as much as he should have, it was as if he didn't do it. And he felt, at this moment of crisis, that because of that he wasn't going to be Zocha to Siyata Nishmai, to get out of this. So Asir the Rebbe Elazar ben Partah, anyway, they bring him into court. They bring Rebbe Elazar ben Partah in front of the judge. Omruz, the judge said, all right, your first two charges. My time at Anita, why have you been teaching Torah? My time Ganavta, why have you been stealing? Amalu, so he said to them, you know, you guys have to make up your mind. I mean, a guy is using the story, I mean, either I'm a highwayman or I'm a rabbi. I mean, I can't be both. So, you know, this is ridiculous. So since one of them is obviously absurd, the other one is probably absurd too. I mean, you see, you've got your charges crazy. Oh, yeah, he says, so my time of Korah lachal Rabbi. Why do they call you master? What do you mean master? Of course, I am the master. Rabban Shofar Siyimani, I'm the greatest of all weavers. A master weaver. Oh, absolutely. So I feel like Trey Kibur, they bring him two rolls of thread, and they say to him, well, as a master weaver, you should be able to immediately recognize which one is the warp and which one is the weave. I mean, just look and tell us. We're just a little test. So, hide the sheet of hide the harvam. It's rachish leinisa, a miracle happened, and a ziburita comes and gets onto the shita, and a zibura comes and sits on the arva. So a female bee sits down on the sheti, and the arev, which is the masculine part of the weave, because it penetrates through the sheti, is masculine. So a male bee came and sat on the arev, and he understood right away which one was which. It was Menashe Mayim was showing him which was the male and which was the female. Omar Lahu. They're obviously shaped totally differently. It's not that there's a different, they look like different species. But Tosis is bothered by that. So he says that a zibur and a ziburita are two species. They're not the male and female. But the truth is, of course, that they look entirely different. Omar Lahu, hai de shati vai de arva. So he said, this is the shati and this is the arev. So they got away with that. He got away with that. How come you never show up at the Bei Avidan? Now Rashi learns Bei Avidan is a Beit Avodat Kochamim, and that they used to gather there to be Osek and the Tzorach Bei Avodat Kochamim, and many of the leaders are supposed to be there. Tosis says that doesn't make sense, not here but earlier. And he learns the Bei Avidan, which is clear from other places as well. It's got to be that Rashi agrees to that too. Bei Avidan was a place in which they would have debate. It was a debating society. But it wasn't itself a mokma l'avedes kachavim. And people who were capable of debating on the philosophical merits of various comparative religion were expected to show up there. And you could get into a lot of trouble, as we know from the whole history of the debates. Of course, whoever could possibly avoid going there wouldn't go there. And he said to them, Zakena Yit, you know, I'm an old man. There's an awful lot of stuff going on over there. People are pouring in all the time. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you guys could have trampled me to death. Ah, come on, says the judge. Can you tell me the number of casualties to date at Bei Avidan? How many people were trampled to death? I mean, that's the craziest excuse I ever heard. And a miracle happens, and that day someone is trampled to death, and they come running in with the news of a terrible tragedy happened. So Yisrakish Nisa Hu Yuma Yirmaschad Tav. So he got off of that one. So then they said to him, "All right, but my time of Koshavata Avda Salacherus, we have information that you freed a slave. Now that's outrageous. And the truth is, it's usher to free a slave, even for a joke, right? Because I mean, this couldn't be referring to an eved." Ivri, because it was after the Churban, and there was no, we don't have a din of Eved Ivri unless the Yovel is knowing and so on. So some of them that he had had an Eved, and he accidentally hurt him. So he knocked out his tooth or whatever, and he was Mukhliyev to be Meshachar his Eved, but it was against Roman law to ever free a slave. So, well, why did you free a slave? Well, Marlus, they said, well, free a slave? What are you talking about? Oh, you very well, that never happened. So one of them gets up to testify. Eliyahu comes and appears as one of the important members, and he gets up and says, I have an objection. Look, I mean, obviously this guy is under some type of divine protection. This is all insane, things that have been happening here. I mean, clearly, this guy is going to make a fool out of all of us. He's going to be Megaleh, the fact that these are trumped up charges. Forget about it. Just let the guy go before we have more embarrassment here. Below, Ashkach Beinadeh, they didn't accept Eliyahu's objection. So he gets up and he wants to begin testifying. Aviktiva igarta, aviktiv mechashiv lemachash v'shdure bekesar, v'shadrua al yadei. Now there was a very important letter that needed to be sent by the Senate to Caesar at that moment, and they immediately, before he's able to begin testifying, a messenger comes up and says he's been appointed to take this letter instantly. You let him come back and testify. We have no time for this. So he goes, Shagua Yadei Du Gavra. Eliyahu meets him on the road and gives him a little kick that carries him about 400 parsos, 1,200 kilometers away. V'l'azah v'l'azah, he leaves, but he never comes back. So anyway, then Rebbe Elazar ben Paratha got off. Atiul Rebbe Chanina ben Tradya. So they brought in Rebbe Chanina ben Tradya. Omrulei, Amayka Sakta B'Yaraisa, why have you been learning Torah? Amalu Kasher Tzivani Hashem Alukai. That's not exactly the type of answer that's going to get you out. So, Miyad Gazru Alav L'Sreifa, they immediately said that he's going to be punished by burning in the, the whole story inside the Sefer Torah and everything. And the Al Ishtola Hariga, that they would kill his wife. The Al Bitola Sheb Bekubash Al Zonot, and that his daughter would be placed in a harlot's under the care of a kind pimp. A loveless race father, reason that that happened to him was Shahya Hoget Hashem Biotiotap. He used to be Doresh, Shem Hashem, B'derech Kabbalah, and the Rashi says he used it to actually do things, and referring to the Shem of 42 letters, and you're not allowed to do that. How could he do that? But son, Elu Shelem Chelet Olam Abba, Ha'omer in Torah min ha-shamayim, Yitzchak ha-medina min ha-Torah, and Abba Shaul says, Apa o'get Hashem b'oti otam. So how could we possibly say that? Because I'm a Betrajan would do such a thing. No, he did it li-tlamed. And li-tlamed abad. And that we know. If you do something to learn, that you're allowed to. Kiritanya lo tilmad la-asot. Atalomed la-avina la-arot. In general, in yonim that the Torah asks, that you have to understand, like Kishuf and so on. So we find that they became experts in these things in order to be able to understand it to be done and so on. That's what he was doing. With his chassidim. And therefore, because it's Nagea, the Chveit Shem Shamayim, he shouldn't have done that, even in the Islamid. Mela, to be, learn how to do Kishuf is one thing, but to be Isaac, it's something that could be a zilzal in the Shem Hashem, he shouldn't have done. So what was he? What did he do there for my time? He was too open about it, and that was not enough care for the Kriyat Shemayim. Well, Ishtola Hariga, and why his wife had to suffer? She should have told him. She should have said to him, "This is not right." Whoever is capable of saying that something shouldn't be done and doesn't is punished. Why was his daughter put in such a horrible situation? There was once a situation where his daughter was walking past a number of senators of Rome, and she overhears one of them saying to the others, what beautiful, look how she walks. She walks so beautifully, this little peach. So miyad diktika b'psiyotea, she immediately was even more careful about the way that she walked. V'haynu da'amri rib, she went and lakish, my dechtiv avon akeva yisu b'eini. Avonot shadam dash v'akeva v'olam hazeh, v'subim lo liyom hadin. And the things that a person doesn't even recognize that he simply tramples over, and here, literally with the way that she was walking with her feet, those are the things that when things get tough, those are the things that surround him and that can cause him such an awful disaster. Okay, we're in the middle of the story, but we'll continue the story of his family tomorrow.